Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is already shaping up to be a disaster. The President of the United States just departed from Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to fly to Alaska and meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, two key things have already happened since Trump boarded Air Force One. Number one, he began to take questions from the press, and he essentially played his hand, or he undermined his own negotiation strategy by talking too much, by not being clear, and by just being an absolute idiot. While Donald Trump was speaking on Air Force One, protests throughout the state of Alaska began to grow. They've been going on for a few hours, but they are getting bigger and bigger as people are revolting. Now, something interesting is about to happen. As I play for you these clips of the protesters, which I will, and then I also play for you the clips of Donald Trump on Air Force One, which I will, unfortunately, it'll become increasingly clear which side is actually pro-democracy, which side is actually for human rights, which side can have a coherent thought. Meaning when I play back-to-back protesters who are saying normal things like, can we just save lives? Can we just negotiate like a normal person? And then I play for you Trump, who's like, Putin's my friend. He's actually not a bad guy. It becomes very, very obvious who has moral clarity in this situation. So it's going to be a long, busy day, busy week. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Check how close we are to 1.5 million subscribers. You guys can help push us there. I love you all so much. Let's start with this clip that CNN posted of protesters in Alaska.
To stand with Ukraine!
Trump thinks he can negotiate anything. He can't negotiate himself out of a paper bag.
They are our allies. Russia is our enemy. Let's not get it twisted.
This is just grandstanding for Donald Trump. He likes to look good and think he's doing something, but he's not doing anything. And meeting with Putin is, I mean, actually, I don't know who's worse in terms of making a deal and not actually adhering to it. So there's two guys in a room, neither of whom can be trusted or can trust each other.
America can help, but Trump has failed again and again. Are we really going to make any progress with Putin, who hasn't even bothered to show up for so many other instances?
There is something so satisfying about seeing intelligent people on the ground who understand the stakes of what's going on. Not like Donald Trump, who just tweeted out moments ago while on Air Force One, high stakes. He's trying to turn this into like a WWE showdown. It's childish, it's infantile, it's naive, it's dumb, it's all of these words. Meanwhile, the people in the video I just played seem to understand that, hey, he's talking to somebody who doesn't keep his word at all. Like, he's not a good faith negotiator. Trump isn't a good faith negotiator either. The woman in the Gulf of Mexico hat was spinning when she said, I can't tell which of these men breaks their deals more. My answer would be, I think Putin breaks it on a larger scale. Every time he breaks a deal or doesn't stay to his word, it costs like tens of thousands of lives. Trump does it on a more repetitious scale. So he does it like on a day-to-day basis. He's moving deadlines or bailing on negotiations. Either way, I digress. We have more clips right here. This is a South Park joke. You see Putin on the left, you see Trump on the right. It says, now is not the time to relax. Stand with Ukraine. I love democracy and I love America. I know that things do get grim and I know that America has a lot of institutional flaws and flaws with wealth inequality. We talk about this all the time. But there are glimmers of hope within democracy. Every time MAGA Republicans think that we're done or that we're going to roll over and lay down and just never try again, people are always out there pushing harder. We see videos of pro-Ukrainian rallies then popping up throughout the area. Let me play this for you. Let me add some commentary about what I think the strategy is today, because we do have reports from both sides on what they've been floating. Vladimir Putin is trying to appeal to what he knows Trump wants the most, and that is money. We have reports that Vladimir Putin is going to land with a bunch of Russian businessmen. These businessmen are going to try to make deals with Trump, trying to divert the entire conversation about how can we maximize money, how can we make deals. You know what I'm actually quite worried about? And I'll play for you a clip that actually substantiates this, because Donald Trump is currently on Air Force One talking about this. I'm worried that the Russians, this is not an unfounded worry, I know that the Russians are smarter than Trump. They are more strategic than Trump. They have more foresight than Trump. But my main worry is that they're going to come with some outlandish deal, like, hey, you know that $400 million jet from Qatar? We can triple that. How about $1.2 billion in the form of a deal that vests over the next 10 years, and we can keep it secretive, and it can be all in Don Jr.'s name, some shit like that. And in return, we do a little ceasefire. We do a little land swap. There are ways to manipulate Trump, because Trump is transactional. Now, on the other hand, what is Donald Trump's strategy? Well, he seems to not understand who Putin is. We have reports that Trump may offer Putin minerals from Ukraine, or maybe even Alaska. We have reports that Trump may offer Putin other monetary incentives, but that is not how Putin functions or what he wants. When you look at his end goal, it's territorial expansion. He's tried multiple times since I was a little kid. I was like 6 years old when he invaded Georgia in 2008. Since then, he keeps invading. He doesn't want money. He's got money and everything he wants monetarily. He wants to expand the Soviet empire, and Trump doesn't understand that he will cut any short-term deal to do that. That's the real danger here. If Donald Trump cuts some deal with Putin that lasts the next 5 years, the deal won't make it 1 year. Putin will break the deal immediately. Let's listen to Trump on Air Force One talking about his quote-unquote strategy.
A little bit, Mr. President, because I know you've had a lot of phone calls with President Putin. What's the difference in a face-to-face in-person meeting?
Look, he's a smart guy, been doing it for a long time, but so have I. Been doing it for a long time. And here we are, we're president. That was much more difficult than what I'm doing today, believe me. So we get along. There's a good respect level on both sides. And I think, you know, something's going to come of it. I notice he's bringing a lot of business people from Russia. And that's good. I like that, because they want to do business, but they're not doing business until we get the war settled.
Are you going to talk about business a little bit, Mr. President?
He literally admits right there that Putin is going to try to schmooze him with businessmen. And I'm trying to dissect. Donald Trump says, I won the campaign. That's much easier than what I'm about to do. I actually don't think it is. A diplomatic negotiation over land with somebody who is a trained KGB agent is a little bit different than going on TV and making one-liner quips about Joe Biden, or I guess it would be Hillary Clinton back in 2016, or Kamala Harris, which he totally got slapped in that debate. But either way, like making up one-liners on TV when you're a TV star is way different than going into a high-stakes negotiation. And Donald Trump doesn't seem to understand even what's about to happen. Like, hearing the lack of clarity that he has heading into this really worries me. And that's why protesters are standing around. We see solidarity, Alaska, Ukraine, many great values, and one bad neighbor in common. Yeah, I keep making this point, but the really insane part is that Alaska was sold to the United States by Russia about 150 years ago. Now, Putin chose Alaska to sell his land grab idea to Donald Trump 150 years later. And maybe even get some minerals in doing so. That's why it's very important that you have your voice heard, whether it's going to the Won't Back Down tour in Omaha, whether it's just following along and liking the videos, or protesting when we have the next No Kings or the next protest in general. But the really sickening part, and the reason why people are really protesting like this, here's another video of people lining the streets, which is absolutely amazing to see. Look at this. This is a huge protest lining the streets right here. A lot of people, it continues to go. Man, we need more pro-democracy rally, solidarity with Ukraine. I'm going to speak a little bit about Ukraine at this Move On event, but part of the reason why people are so mad is because articles like this are coming out. Trump prepares honored reception for Putin at Alaska meeting. Literally, not only are they not arresting him on the spot, which would be the responsible thing, if Trump wants a Nobel Peace Prize, which we know he wants one, he would arrest Putin right on the spot. Not only are they not doing that, they are rolling out the red carpet. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to roll out the red carpet for Russian leader Vladimir Putin's arrival. Trump plans to greet the Russian leader personally. The official stressed that the exact details and the schedule of the meeting are still being finalized. Trump was not expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky. Now they're thinking that might change, but we don't know if he's going to call him in this seven-hour flight. But the thing is, Trump didn't even roll out the red carpet for Zelensky, the person who was being attacked. And this shows the backwardness of Donald Trump's priorities. He wants to roll out the red carpet for the leader that he views as powerful and strong, which is Putin. He has some weird fascination with people who are more powerful than him. On the other hand, in Trump's narcissistic mind, I'm saying in Trump's mind, he views Zelensky as in a position of weakness. He views Zelensky as somebody who is not in a position of strength, therefore he can demean him. That's how Trump's worldview is. It's very binary. There's winners or losers. There's strong or there's weak. And you treat the winners well, you treat the losers bad. That's how he views it. And that's why a transactional president like this is going to get rolled by Vladimir Putin. All right. I'm going to continue to relentlessly cover this throughout the day, throughout the week. We are not going to stop. I have a lot of travel coming up over the next week, so it would mean the world to me if you turn on post notifications. That way, as I'm posting, you guys can stay up to date, even if my schedule gets thrown a little bit off kilter. So I appreciate you all. Thank you all, and peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.